Hello and welcome to the Ready for the Right Guy Global Virtual Gathering. My name is Michelle Marchant Johnson and I'm your host of this event, and women from all over the world are joining us so that they can be ready for the right guy. And I'm so thrilled and excited today to have a first-time guest who I've wanted to connect with for a long time because I so admire and respect her work. And that's the lovely and wise Helena Hart. Welcome, Helena.
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be here, and I can't wait to dive into this topic. This is really something I haven't talked very much about before, so very excited to jump in.
Yes, I think we have a treat for the ladies here, and I just can't wait to tap into your wisdom on this and what you have to share. So our topic today is going to be the number one irresistible secret you need to make him fall for you. So, Helena, without any more suspense here, let's just jump right into this topic. So, what is the number one secret that the ladies watching need to know?
I am so glad you asked that. Yeah, I love just getting right to the juicy stuff here. So, that is choosing a man with your feminine energy rather than your masculine energy. So, for everyone out there, if you've seen some of my videos on YouTube, or if you've had, you know, read any of my books or programs, you know, I talk a lot about being in your feminine energy. Would you like me just to kind of briefly go over the difference in case anyone's new to those terms?
Sure. I think it's, you know, it's a buzz term in our industry these days, for sure. But I think it's always a good thing to kind of revisit it, Helena, and give your perspective and definition on what that is.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so happy to do that. So for everyone watching, you know, we all have both masculine and feminine energy inside of us. Men and women have both. They're both really important. They play a crucial role in our lives, right? So your masculine energy is the part of you that's about doing things and thinking and solving problems and making decisions. Anytime you need to get something done or figure something out, you're in your masculine energy. You can see how that's really useful in work, in raising kids, in all different kinds of areas of your life, right? You know, checking off your to-do list, things like that. Your feminine energy is kind of the opposite. That's the part that's about being in the moment, experiencing, kind of intuiting what's going on around you, receiving from a man or from life, from anybody, responding and expressing yourself coming from that place. Also, trusting and allowing are very feminine energy qualities. Love to talk about that a little later because they're not very much talked about, but they're so important when it comes to like really embodying a mindset or like a philosophy in life that's very irresistible and magnetic. So that's your feminine energy. I talk so much about being in your feminine energy. But for this video, I'd love to kind of go a little more advanced and talk about actually choosing a man coming from your feminine energy rather than choosing him based on this masculine energy criteria, which can be really easy to do without realizing it. So hope that clarified it a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm really just taking a notice right here of the words choosing. I think just the word choosing is really important in this whole equation. And yes, yeah, so you're going to share with us how a woman can choose a man from the place of her feminine energy.
Yes, absolutely. So if anyone watching, if you're anything like I was before I kind of figured this out, you may be subconsciously choosing men with your masculine energy, meaning you're looking at a man sort of on paper and deciding he's what you want, right? Because he looks good physically, he has a great job, maybe he's successful, you have a lot of like chemistry, this kind of superficial kind of chemistry with him that tends to be hooked up with the wrong kind of man in our subconscious. If you have a pattern of falling for men where it doesn't really work out, if you're anything like I was, we can talk about that a little later. Very important. Or, you know, the way he carries himself, you just, the way that he is, like, our feelings for him based on these kind of external standards or this checklist that we all have, right? That would be choosing a man based on your masculine energy. And when we do that, we tend to put that man on a pedestal. I hear from so many women who kind of aren't attracted to that many men. And then one guy comes along and then that's the guy they really like. And so they kind of, even without realizing it, they put that man on a pedestal. And when we do that, we can't really help it. We tend to want to go after him, even in very subtle ways, very kind of unconscious ways, like trying to prove ourselves to him. win him over, earn his love or attention or affection, all of these things that just push him away on a very deep level, right? Mm-hmm. So what I really want to encourage everyone to do is start choosing men from their feminine energy. Now that looks like choosing a man based on how it feels to be with him, right? How relaxed you are around him and how you just feel that he really likes you and accepts you. You can be yourself around him. You feel very relaxed and you know where you stand with him because his energy is coming towards you. So everyone can really just feel into how does it feel to be with this man or any man who shows up, both when he's right in front of you and when he's not right in front of you, and start choosing men based on how it feels rather than this kind of external criteria that sometimes can be hooked up with the wrong kind of man, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we've probably all had the experience of choosing a man more from that he looks great on paper, kind of the resume, if you will, or by based on the looks or the chemistry, it just kind of like makes sense in our mind. So that's kind of the more masculine thinking part of us, rather than paying attention to what we're really feeling inside, not only in terms of attraction and chemistry, but like you're talking about, do you feel comfortable? Do you feel safe? Do you feel like you can be yourself? Do you feel secure about yourself? Do you feel actually better about yourself after spending time with him, rather than feeling insecure or like you have to prove or like you have to strive for something or twist yourself into a pretzel?
I love what you said there. Yeah, I mean, we can sometimes get so wrapped up as women in how we feel about the man that we're often ignoring how we feel about ourselves, which is not very good at all, especially if he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing, like moving things forward, taking initiative, you know, taking your feelings and needs into account when he's planning and making decisions, right? So another thing I hear from women is like, well, when we're together, it feels really good and the chemistry is off the charts and we're so attracted to each other. But then when he's not there, like when he disappears for a week at a time and I don't hear from him, I feel really anxious and insecure and it doesn't feel that good. Well, I would say that's definitely something to pay attention to. So you want to kind of hook up your feelings of attraction and chemistry with a man's masculine action towards you, right? So much of the time women can be attracted to the man who's a little unavailable, who's just slightly out of her reach where she doesn't quite know where she stands with him. So if you're choosing from your feminine energy, that man would not even qualify anymore. So I'd love to give maybe like a couple qualifications or things to look out for to do this whole new way, choosing a man with their feminine energy, if that's all right.
Sure, that sounds great. Before you do that, I just want to put the accent on something that you said, and that is, it is important to pay attention to not only how you feel when you're with him, but how you feel when you're not with him. Because if you are feeling that insecurity or that doubt, or you're questioning a lot of things when you're not with him, even if it feels really good and there's great chemistry when you're together, that's something to definitely pay attention to.
Yeah, oh gosh, that's one of the most common things I hear is like, well, you know, when we're together, it's just the fireworks, it's incredible. We've all been there, right? But that's just, you know, if that's only 10 to 20% of your relationship because he's not really showing up consistently, I would say that guy doesn't even qualify. So let me give you something. For a man to even qualify to spend any time with you at all, I would say these two or three things. I'm just coming up with these off the top of my head, but a little handful of things that he absolutely needs. Number one, his energy is coming towards you. That is, you know, so many women that the man doesn't even meet that criteria and they're just stuck on these men who are not doing anything, who are just showing up once every couple weeks. You know, they're barely dating. It's barely even like a friendship, right? And we can get so attached and bonded to these men who are just not showing up consistently. So number one, his energy has to be coming towards you for you to even spend 1 second of your mental or emotional energy on him, right? I would say second thing, you have to feel good about yourself in his presence, right? You have to feel comfortable opening up, being authentic, and just seeing how he accepts you. He doesn't judge you. He isn't trying to, you know, change anything about you, right? And the third thing is just, you know, he's in general, he's a good guy. He's a good match for you in terms of, you know, those are a little bit of those more external things, but just, you know, is he a good person? Does he treat other people around him well, right? Because that'll give you a good indication of how he's going to treat you down the line. Any man can be amazing for the first 3 or 4 weeks of dating, but how does he treat other people in his life? Does he tend to want to take your feelings and needs into account? Does he, you know, just in general, does he seem to be a good guy? So I would say those three things are so important. All of those other external requirements, we'll worry about those later. But you don't want to get wrapped up in those other things and then ignore these top three kind of requirements or qualifications. For a man to even get to spend 1 second with you, I would say those three things need to be in place.
Yeah, those are really, really important. And I do think that it takes time for a woman to get to know kind of the heart and character qualities of a man. And I think this is really so important, Elena, because one thing that I've learned through my own experience and working with other people is that for a woman to fall in love with a man, really, really fall in love with a man, and especially for her to stay in love with a man, she needs to respect who he is as an individual, as a man, because once that respect goes out the window, oftentimes the loving feelings or the romantic feelings disappear right along with it. But you have to kind of have the time to see who that person is, how they're really showing up, not just with you, but like you said, in his whole life. And that's why it's so important to kind of go into these things, looking at it from a, you know, like not feeling like you have to be rushed or not feeling like you have to know right away what the outcome's going to be, but allow that time for you to have the opportunity to make that choice from a feminine energy, which allows you to experience him in all of those different ways.
It's so true. It really prevents that like pining energy, this pining thing that I see so many women doing. I see it every day, literally in the comment sections of my videos on YouTube. I get emails from women who are kind of pining after men who, based on that criteria, based on my own opinion or probably anyone else, you know, hearing this story, would not, you know, should not even qualify to get to even go on a date with her or spend time with her. So, but we can do that. It can be easy to do that. So this can kind of get you to a more grounded, centered place where you're choosing a man from your feminine energy, much better way to go. And as an added bonus, like we said at the beginning, this actually makes you irresistible and super magnetic to the right man for you, because you're naturally going to be leaned back and kind of watching every man who shows up a little more dispassionately, right? Not from a cold, like you need to prove yourself to me place, but even just like I'm leaning back physically as I'm even talking about choosing a man from a feminine energy place, rather than leaning forward and trying to figure this man out right away. And does he, just like you said, it takes time to let things unfold and see who this person is, just like he should be doing that same thing for, you know, with you. So rather than leaning forward and trying to make something happen or going up in your head and strategizing, like what's the next step? How's this all going to play out? This is all very masculine energy way of doing things. Works great in life sometimes, doesn't work so well with men in relationships and dating, right? So this actually makes you incredibly magnetic because you're not in such a rush to try to get to the finish line or try to figure out what that next step is, right? That's the man's job, so to speak, as the masculine energy partner. You're just leaning back and watching him. And you're, of course, warm and open and receptive to him, and you're responding from that feminine place, but you're not trying to prove yourself to him or figure him out right away. You're allowing him to show you who he is. And hopefully having a lot of fun along the way too, right? Also makes you very magnetic.
Yeah, so I want to ask you something, just because I think that there may be women out there that may be wondering this, and I think that I'd love to get your perspective on this. And that is, I think one of the reasons why women kind of get in a hurry to kind of want to get to the finish line or kind of know how this is going to turn out when they start dating someone is that there's this fear of wasting our time, right? Mm-hmm. We don't want to waste our time or our precious life energy on the wrong relationship, on the wrong man. So what would you say about that? Like, how do we like navigate that and, you know, kind of balance that out, if you will?
I love that you asked that. By the way, I am like the most impatient person on the entire planet. And so I get that. I totally relate to that. I want to see how everything in life is going to play out before I invest anything. It's like, I'm right. Just really that way. I think we all tend to be as women, right? So I totally understand that. There's so much I have to say on that. It's kind of like, well, first of all, if you're choosing a man with your feminine energy, you're going to put yourself in a position where you're not wasting time. Wasting time would be spending all your precious energy and love and attention, just throwing it down this bottomless pit towards a man whose energy is not coming towards you, who's not stepping up, who doesn't know what he wants, who isn't making a decision about you or the relationship, right? If you're choosing from your feminine energy, that stuff is not going to feel good to you at all, right? If a man shows up and he's wishy-washy or hot and cold, that should start to turn you off and make you get bored and lose interest. So this is actually the way to not waste time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's probably the number one way is to not waste your time when it comes to finding the right guy. And also, you know, what's your philosophy on life here? I would say zooming out and kind of getting a bigger view. If you're just trusting and allowing that things are always working out for you, that if things don't work out with this guy, there is a guy who's a million times better right around the corner, just waiting to show up, right? Then it'll help you just move through these men who aren't the right match a little more easily. And your ability to do that quickly is very closely tied with your ability to attract the right one. I mean, unfortunately, I see women hanging on to these men for years or even decades who just, it's so clear to me or probably to anyone that they're not going to commit to a real relationship or they're not as into her as she's into him. So this, in my opinion, is the way it is the fastest path of least resistance to attracting what you want. Trusting that he's coming and then acting according to that belief by not tolerating anything that doesn't feel good to you, right? Not just staying in a situation. We've all been in relationships way longer than we should have if we look back. Like, we've all been there, right? But hopefully this will kind of tune you into your higher self or your intuition or your heart, however you want to think about this. So you can feel right away, like, is this a good situation for me? Or does something about this not feel good? Do I need to take a step back here? Does that clarify it a little bit?
It really does. It really does. And sometimes I call this when we start like overthinking these things and talking ourselves into like staying in a relationship longer than we should because we've invested a lot or because of fear or because we don't trust that the universe is abundant and that there's someone else out there and that sort of thing. I sometimes call that like overriding your intuition. So you're kind of overriding the feeling side of you, the feminine side of you that is giving you that wisdom to make a good choice about the relationship, but you overthink it. And so sometimes you kind of suppress those feelings and then we kind of get back into the like inner conflict kind of thing. And I call that kind of overriding your feminine intuition.
I love how you put that. I think that's great. I have this concept from one of my programs called Connect with His Heart about connecting to your true self or like a pleasure paradigm versus a fear paradigm or like loss prevention or pain prevention mode where you're trying to avoid loss or pain in some way. And so you're keeping yourself safe. You think you're keeping yourself safe. What you're actually doing is blocking what you actually want from showing up and coming towards you. So it's right in line with everything you said. I totally agree. I think that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. So I want to ask you, what do you think from your experience and from working with women out there, what do you think are some of the reasons why that we haven't maybe discussed or we want to just go in a little deeper detail on as to why we sometimes get stuck in this trap of choosing from the masculine?
Why do we do that? Yeah, I have so much to say on that topic. I could just talk to you forever. Yeah, so much. First, I mentioned it a little earlier in this video. If your subconscious mind is creating this spark of attraction with the wrong kind of men, it's going to pull you towards what feels familiar. This goes back to, you know, maybe what your parents or caretakers were like in your early childhood, right? What you learned what love is earlier in life might not be in alignment with what you truly desire now, right? I think there's this great quote that I don't know if I'm going to say it correctly, but when we're faced with something that's familiar versus what we say we truly desire, we'll typically choose what feels familiar to us every time, right? And that's our subconscious mind being so committed to homeostasis and survival. It's just always trying to protect us and keep us safe. So let's say a man comes along who fits into that old, sometimes toxic relationship pattern. If you felt like you had to work hard in order to earn love as a child, and a man comes along and makes you feel like you're not quite good enough, something like that. Obviously, there's all different kinds of examples. Your subconscious is going to say, you've survived this. You can handle this, right? Since you're alive, you've survived everything that's happened in your past. It's kind of like you. This is a dance you know how to do, and it will create that attraction with the kind of guy where it's never going to work out. Because your subconscious, it doesn't make decisions based on what's good for you, you know, what's healthy or what's unhealthy or bad for you. Your prefrontal cortex is what makes those kinds of decisions. But your subconscious doesn't do that. Your subconscious just says, this is familiar. You know this. This is like a choreography you know how to do. And it pulls you in that direction. I've certainly been there. I most women who are kind of drawn to my work have experienced that. So in order to turn that around, it's about changing what feels familiar, both from the inside out and the outside in. That's what my programs and videos are all about. It's probably a topic for a whole nother video. That's probably one of the biggest things. Maybe just to mention one other one, like your beliefs, which I believe are creating your reality. So if you believe that there are no good men out there, or all the good men are taken, or if a man were to truly see who you really are, he would run for the hills, or all men are liars or cheaters or flakes, whatever story you're telling yourself, you know, is being reflected back to you as your life experience. So those are probably the top two things I see that prevent women from kind of breaking out of a certain cycle and moving towards what they want in love, or really in any area of their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are excellent. So I want to ask you a couple more questions that I'm asking every guest that I'm having on this series. And that is, since the theme of this series is Ready for the Right Guy, the intention behind this series is to help women to be ready to receive the kind of love that they desire from the right guy. And so, you know, that's a big topic. That's a whole big topic. But what do you see out there? Maybe something that ties into what we're discussing or something else, whatever comes to mind for you, that keeps women from really being ready to receive the love that they most deeply desire. Like, if you had to choose, what do you think is the biggest block out there?
Oh gosh, I would say it's probably a tie for first of not feeling worthy because of who you are. I think a lot of us are kind of brought up placing our value or our worth on what we can do and accomplish and give to others, all great things, but all very masculine energy qualities, right? Versus who you are, which is kind of, it's just more of a feminine energy way to come from, right? So men fall in love with you for who you are, not what you do. So if you don't feel worthy deep down, you're going to kind of feel compelled to do things and chase after a man, even in very subtle ways where we don't realize we're doing it, and kind of like go after him and win him over. All of these things push the right guy away, push masculine energy men away, especially. So yeah, I would say not feeling worthy. Now, of course, consciously you might feel worthy, but if deep down, you know, you keep choosing men who aren't making you feel good or where it doesn't really work out, you might have some deeper things going on there. I would say that, and then a little bit of what I talked about before, your beliefs about what's out there, because if you don't believe the right guy exists, he can't show up, right? You have to believe that the right partner for you exists. He's walking around on this planet right now. He's not like going to pass through some other, you know, dimension through a membrane into this reality. Like he actually exists. So in order for him to show up, you have to believe he exists. And that's something that it sounds a little strange, but it's something that a lot of women aren't really connected to. So I would say the combination of those two things is maybe the biggest thing I see preventing women from attracting the right guy, the right relationship.
Yeah. And I'll ask you the second question in a second, but I think this belief that he doesn't exist, or beliefs about yourself, like you're too old or you're too fat or you're not enough this or you're too much that or whatever, it's almost like you have blinders on and you can't see the possibilities out there. It's like men could be around you, or men, there could be opportunities out there. But if there's a belief system operating even on an unconscious level that makes you believe in that scarcity, or that he's not out there, then you're going to have a hard time seeing him even if he's right in front of you.
Oh gosh, that is so true. I've seen that in so many women, and they all say the same thing. Women who come to me who have this pattern of like feeling attracted to the wrong men and not being attracted to the great guys who just want to love them and give them everything. When they turn this around, they end up saying something very similar of like, he is so great. I'm so attracted to him now. I'm way more attracted to him than I ever was with any of those other unavailable men. But at first, I didn't really see how great he really was. At first, I was kind of like, yeah, you know, he's a decent guy. I'll give him a chance. And he won her over. So you have to kind of slowly create this framework in your brain to feel worthy of receiving that, just like you said. But the great thing is, you know, we don't really obsess about those guys very much, right? The good guys who just want to love us and we tend to naturally be in our feminine energy. We tend to naturally choose those men from our feminine energy. That's how where it starts to flow really easily. So it's about changing what feels familiar to you, truly. If you have a pattern of feeling attached or staying connected to men where you kind of know it's never going to work out, it has to do with kind of deep intimacy fears and fears of commitment, something that most of us can relate to. So yeah, there's a lot that goes into this, but yeah, hopefully that this gives women out there a little kind of starting place, because it's a pretty common situation. You know, from my perspective, it's kind of universal, feeling attached to the wrong men, and then the right guy comes along and you don't quite feel it for him yet. So there's some work you need to do usually subconsciously to start turning some patterns around.
Yeah. Yeah. So if a woman listening has identified that they kind of seem to attract the same kind of men, or they seem, the relationship seem to kind of go in the same direction or end the same ways or that kind of thing, that may be a clue that you're kind of used to doing the same choreography and dance steps. And that something on an unconscious level, at least to some degree, may be running the show. I always think about it like, you know, like if we have a computer, we have a hard drive in the computer and it's running the show even though we don't see it. And I think that's kind of how like these subconscious things, beliefs about our own worthiness or beliefs about whether or not the right person is actually out there or whether that's still possible for you. If we sometimes don't see them and we don't know that they're operating to the degree that they are underneath the surface, kind of like the computer hard drive.
Oh, wow. I love that. I mean, the image I got when you said that was like, you don't change what's going on your computer by like taking a Sharpie and writing on the computer screen. You have to change the programming, right? You have to go in and actually change some of your beliefs. So that, I love that. That I totally agree with all of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So the other question I wanted to ask you, and you've given so many tangible ideas and tips and ideas here that are so powerful. But what is one thing, if a woman really is in a place where she says, okay, I'm ready, I want to be ready to receive this love that I've desired for so long, what's one thing or one last little tip or piece of advice that you can give women that they can take away from this conversation right now today?
A great, great question. I'm so glad you asked that. Yeah, I would say see as much as you can, come from your feminine energy as much as you can when you're in the presence of a man, because that is a really kind of unnatural feeling at first. We're so used to, like, especially if, you know, you have your own career or you're raising kids and we're used to always kind of lunging from one obligation to another. We're in doing mode so much of the time, or overthinking mode or analyzing. As much as you can drop into your feminine energy, right? Like lean back physically, mentally, emotionally, even verbally, just as much as you can, drop into your body, come from that feminine place is what all my videos are all about on YouTube. There's so much to be said on that, but you're just constantly responding to a man from your feminine energy, trusting that the right guy is perfectly capable of stepping up and contacting you. You don't have to second guess yourself, right? So you're leaning back and just constantly responding to a man in a very warm, open, authentic way, if that's what feels true for you in the moment, rather than trying to make something happen continually with him. Even when I'm saying make something happen, I'm like leaning forward, I'm in my masculine, versus just responding, allowing things to unfold, allowing this man to show you if he's capable of doing the job in a relationship or not, rather than you being the one scrambling, trying to fit this whole thing together, basically. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just want to highlight for everyone and mention that Helena has an amazing amazing YouTube channel. So if you haven't checked it out already, make sure that you do, because she goes deep into so many of these topics, and we've just barely scratched the surface of what's available from her. And as you can tell, she's very wise and is coming from this beautiful place of really wanting to help women out there to have a wonderful experience with men, which is a big part of being ready to receive love from your right guy. So I really want to thank you, Elena, for what you've shared today. And I also want to have you share with all of the listeners how they can stay in touch with you, in addition to the YouTube channel, how they can get more of your work. And I know you have a delicious free gift called 3 Keys to Attract the Man You Want. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah. Thank you so much for mentioning that. Yeah. I have hundreds and hundreds of videos for, you know, really any topic you could ever want to learn about when it comes to some of these really important concepts that I think, you know, once you get a hold of some of these ideas, it's just things work out so much more easily for you than maybe they have in the past. So much more quickly too. It's kind of incredible just how fast you can turn things around. So yeah, that's my free report on my website, HelenaHartCoaching.com. That is my 3 keys to attract the man you want. It's a PDF report and an audio training. In the audio, you can actually hear from some former clients of mine who have use some of these tools and concepts and turn some things around. So I know some people like to read, some people like to listen. So you get both of those totally free. And yeah, I have it. Not really doing a whole lot of private coaching these days anymore, but I have lots of eBooks and programs and just all kinds of things over on my website too. So yeah, I think you'll include a link to that. And I'd love to hear how this goes for everyone watching. I hope this was helpful.
Oh, thank you so much. I know that it's going to be so helpful to so many women out there, Helena, and really appreciate your generosity and sharing your wisdom and also the free gift. And for everyone listening or watching, the link directly to Helena's site and her free gift is posted below the audio or video that you're watching and listening from. And also be sure to, after you opt in for that, be sure to also check out her YouTube channel, because she's just got so much out there that I know can really make a difference for you. And I'm really honored and thrilled to have had you here today, Helena, and really appreciate all you've contributed.
Thank you so much. This was so much fun. I guess we're very aligned in a lot of these topics. Like, that is great. So love to keep in touch. And for everyone watching, let me know, you know, how these tools work for you. Always love hearing from everyone and getting feedback. So thank you again. This was so much fun.
Thank you. It was delightful. And ladies, we're so grateful for your presence here and hope you've enjoyed this. And we look forward to seeing you for more of Ready for the Right Guy as well. Bye-bye for now.